This is your Eagle Radio News. I'm Petty Officer Colin Leitner. U.S. Navy units concluded Integrated Battle Problem 25.5 on May 23rd near Sasebo, Japan. The exercise, led by Mine Countermeasure Squadron 7, focused on using unmanned systems to clear simulated minefields. The exercise included the Mine Countermeasure Ship USS Warrior, MCM-10, the Expeditionary Sea Base USS Miguel Keith, ESB-5, MH-53E, Sea Dragon helicopters, and explosive ordnance disposal personnel. This year's exercise also saw the first integration of the Threat Tracker System, enhancing situational awareness. The disposable, reusable expeditionary warfare underwater vehicle was also tested for mine neutralization. The Navy says these unmanned systems contribute to a stronger force in the Indo-Pacific, capable of operating with minimal human interaction. The 7th Fleet, the Navy's largest forward-deployed fleet, routinely operates with allies to maintain a free and open Indo-Pacific.
Commanded Fleet Activity Sasebo Safety Department held a motorcycle safety event with the Nagasaki Prefectural Police. The police demonstrated proper safe maneuvering, turning, and braking. Here is Howard Sanderson, a safety rider coach, with more.
This was the local police department with their bicycle motorcycle safety, and they wanted to come and demonstrate some of the stuff that we should learn and practice while we're in Japan riding motorcycles. It reinforces safety, reinforces you thinking while you're riding and what you're supposed to do, what you're supposed to look out for. Like they said earlier, pedestrians have the right of way. Make sure you're keeping an eye on them at all times because you never know when one's going to be step out in front of you, especially in Japan when you're making a left turn. They have the right of way. So it's just reinforces thinking while you're riding, not just get on and go.
This has been your Eagle Radio News from all the Shared American Forces Network, Sasebo. Thanks for listening.